Yeah. Well, that the last thing, couple of sentences, though, are the affirmative statement of what you are doing with respect to Cooley against this background of what was happening elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you, in effect, if I understand it just in a summary fashion, open the doors. Give these birds a chance that were not on the top 11% when they applied at the University of Michigan. And they're good, solid law school.
You use the word journeyman, yeoman, whatever you want to call it. It's interesting, though. I think that among the people we get who come in here maybe without the top credentials are people who do very, very well in law school, who pass the bar examination on the first shot. You know, in the history of Cooley Law School, anybody who graduates from around here with a B average or better has like a 99.9% chance of passing the bar examination on the first try.
A B average is something to get, though, in your school.
Well, okay, but that's largely because they didn't have a B average in undergraduate school. So what makes them think they're going to have a B average in law school? It's harder than undergraduate. But here's the story I want to tell you about the elitist. I wrote a letter to Chief Justice Berger when he was Chief Justice. And I said, Mr. Chief Justice, you ought to have a national competitive examination for U.S. Supreme Court clerkships. And let everybody have a chance to be a clerk in the Supreme Court. And if they do well in the examination, fine, then give them an interview. And it's an honor just to be on the list, okay? So he writes me back and he says, well, I've always selected my law clerks by having the committee of my former law clerks do the screening and give me. Well, naturally, they were getting people from their own colleges and their own law schools. So I then contacted this man who was the PR man for the Supreme Court, and I said, in the last so many years, how many clerks have you had? What schools do they go to? And he gave me the last 15 or 20 years, and 75% of the clerks in the United States Supreme Court came from 8 law schools. And I wrote back to the Chief Justice and said, I'm sorry to bother you, Mr. Chief Justice, but these are the statistics your own people give me, that 75% of the clerks came from 8 law schools. It cannot be that 8 out of 175 law schools in America are educating 75% of the top legal quality, and the court is being denied the services of these top people because of the system of selection that you have. So I urge you to consider the competitive examination and blah, blah, blah.
Did you get a response?
2 months it took him, or 3 months to answer to me, and he finally came back with some double talk, which said he was going to appoint a committee. And, you know, even though it wasn't probably completely fair and logical, it was still traditional, and they were going to continue to do things the way they had done.